Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli. 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat. 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, the biggest hillbilly, Yakety Sax, and what's in Josh's wallet. It's all coming up right after this.
Bob and Tom Productions is proud to present a movie of historic significance. A story that's been told before, but never quite like this.
Hola, I am General Santa Anna. We have you outnumbered 20-1. I implore you, abandon your positions or die.
Oh yeah? Why don't you make us, knucklehead?
Huh?
Their resistance was symbolic of the thirst for freedom shared by the people of Texas.
Why give your lives for such an insignificant structure? Please, surrender now.
Did you hear that, boys? Generalissimo Lamebrain says we have to surrender.
Oh, pulverize him!
I'll moit it at ignoramus.
It's The Alamos, starring the Three Stooges.
Very well, amigo. You leave me no choice. Have it your way.
Troops, charge!
Here they come, boys. Hey, you, in the coonskin cap.
Who, me?
No, numbskull. The other morons wearing stupid hats.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
Go guard the wall.
Make me.
Well, yeah, you ought to.
Hey, let the silence. Knock it off. The Mexicans are at the walls.
Their deeds that day are still the stuff of legend.
Hey, Pancho, pick two.
Oh, si, senor. I pick this one and this one. Oh, my eyes. You poked me in my eyes.
Don't miss the most important historic film of the year.
Take off your hat for a second there, Pancho.
My hat, senor? Oh, okay, but why? Ow! Oh, that hurts, senor. You hit me with a crescent wrench.
The Alamos. The Alamos coming this month to a theater near you. Children under 17 can be stubborn and belligerent and think the world owes them a living.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Everybody shut up. Thank you. There's Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Hello, Chick McGee.
What's wrong with you people just going nuts while I'm introducing people? There's Josh Arnold.
Hello, Chick.
There's Willie Griswold.
The inmates are running the asylum, man.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold.
Hey.
Tom, if you'd like to introduce Ace, you can...
Al?
Go right ahead.
Because you're not speaking to Ace, is that correct?
To okay. Ace or about Ace.
Or of Ace.
And I did nothing.
What's his book called?
Unreasonable Confidence. Paren, never my fault. Ace Cotton.
Now, I walk in here during the break. I went to make a cup of tea. And
oh, good, good.
I come in here and you guys are having a discussion about which one of you is the bigger hillbilly.
That's not true. What? No.
Yes, we were talking.
I've got plenty of hillbilly in me. Yeah. Yeah.
You just don't have any.
Yeah, you didn't grow up like the rest of us.
And you were telling that story about your father and his two best friends, Mo and Joe.
Yeah.
I've got $50 that says that wasn't their names. The no. Poor guys hung out with him all the time, but he couldn't remember their name, just like you. Probably Leonard and Phil. And
I don't care what your names are.
That's completely false. That's completely false.
I'm calling you Mo and Joe. As long as I'm paying you, I'm calling you Mo and Joe.
I never got to meet my grandpa. This is really nice.
Your sons of bitches, I own you. A lot of that.
A lot of that kind
a
of.
A lot of that kind of.
I own you.
His hero, the only reason he wants is It's a Wonderful Life is for old man.
Potter, is that?
Potter. I love Potter. He's got a good thing going there.
What a sad ending to a movie.
Boy, oh boy. I love Potterville.
It's a double feature with my favorite hero, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah.
I only like the first act, though.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? No, Mo was his buddies. That was his.
Mr. Griswold, my name's Leonard.
I don't.
It's Mo, dammit! And if you sass me one more time.
I don't even know his actual nickname. I always knew it was always Mo.
What do you think? What would
so
Mo
his name
be?
Could Maurice? Be Leonard. We don't know.
Maurice. Could be. But no,
Maurice, is that what you said?
No, no, his Maurice. Last name, I'm not going to say his name.
Morris?
His last name started with this M-O.
But then, oh, well, then that's
then
probably where
he got. Then his friend Joe was an actual Joseph.
I don't
so it was Mo and Joe. It's not. Let's bet $10,000 and I'll prove it.
Thank you. How are you going to prove it?
Call Jan.
Because I well, because no. I know the
okay,
song.
Okay, first
I know.
Of all, I'll give you $10,000 to not call Jan.
Aww.
Well, we got stuff to do. We don't have 6 hours.
We love
okay?
Jan.
You know who, Tom?
Let's see, Joe's son.
Oh, Bo? How's he doing?
It's not Bo. Joe's son, Roy, you know. And then
Roy, you know,
Mo's son is Phil.
Roy, Roy, the guy who hates me? Just on sight, the guy hated me. Is that Roy?
No, that was Henry who hated you on sight.
Oh, okay.
No, wait a minute. You hated him on sight. Sorry.
No, he started it. This guy was...
Two guys just staring at each other. They never said one word to one another.
Henry,
like those dogs that just know they don't...
Henry evidently is doing things in jury science or something.
I never picked that jackass for a jury. God, I hate him.
That was the first thing he said about me.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh. That's true.
You should have thanked the man.
I guess.
Wait, you think there is a lawyer listening right now that is a trial lawyer that would go, yeah, I want Chick McGee on my jury.
I told you that story. I went for jury duty the one time I showed up, and the prosecuting attorney recognized me because I tried to pick her up in a bar like a month before.
How much did she weigh?
Okay.
That's a mean follow-up.
I don't like a skinny woman, okay? I've got to tell you.
Yeah.
Okay, no, that's the one. No, I think he is a trial guy.
Sure. Gotcha.
And that's an art form is picking juries.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean,
there's a real career.
And he had listened to you long enough to know they would never pick me either.
No.
What is that show that Phil
Bull,
McGraw
right?
came up? Bull, yeah. Phil McGraw wrote that or something or came up with it or created it, and it's all about jury science. It's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Well, not bad.
Remember the book about O.J., The Run of His Life?
Mm-hmm.
And right, the guy that wrote the book.
When he wasn't playing with himself.
Yeah, that's true. But they hired a jury consultant right away, and he goes, this is the worst jury in history. Don't pick that guy. They would pick him. It was brilliant.
Wow.
Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Bei Wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Now, I have a nice request here. This comes to us from Cody.
Hi, Cody.
He writes, good morning, fine people. Oh, this must be for another
somebody
show.
Else.
Could you, oh, I guess it is for us. Could you play the game, Guess What's in Josh's Wallet? It's been a long time.
Oh, my gosh. That is the game that has taken America by storm, and it has been a long time.
I swear, a couple days ago, you said something about your wallet, and I almost said that out loud, but I realized I didn't care.
Explain the game.
The game is I have a billfold, and you can see cash in my billfold. However, you can only see the outer bill, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to guess how much is in there. There is a problem, though. I may right now be cashless, so let me double check.
Oh.
Okay, is your wallet in the other room?
I'm cashless. Do you have any cash?
I don't because I gave it all to my grandma yesterday.
I have 50 euros. That's all I got.
I'm hungry.
The only thing I have.
I'm hungry. Yeah. Willie.
You got to get her a new tooth.
So hungry.
Aww. Her crown fell off.
Chick.
Hey, don't she eat. Looks like such a hillbilly.
Oh, it's right here in the front where it came off. Yeah, I saw it.
This thing. Older, sweet, distinct woman. I mean, she's got such a great life, but she looks like such a hillbilly. She's getting it fixed today, but I said, you can't fix it today. I say no more teeth till you hit 100. You got to learn
learn your lesson. You got 9 more years looking like a hill jack.
Call her Mammy Yoakum. Tell her I told you to.
She was a distinguished state senator. You should get a picture of her all dressed up like the senator with her one tooth missing.
I mean, she looks like she plays in a jug band. It's hilarious.
Now she looks like the lady who warns the kids in a horror movie. Those are his woods now. What? No, I'm cashless. Apologies. I tipped my pedicure lady yesterday.
Nice.
Ran out of cash.
What colors you go for?
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Hot pink.
Yeah. It's summer.
Gross.
How often do you get the feet done?
I'm going to say every 3 to 6 weeks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Feels pretty good, doesn't it?
I love it. It's awesome. Yeah. Guys, dudes, do not be shy. Go in there.
Now, my understanding that when you do this, I was talking to her, you take the nail clippings to go?
I do, yes. I don't.
You save them all in a jar next to your feces.
Well, of course. Otherwise, the government's going to get a hold of them, and next thing you know, there's an army of me's out there.
Yeah, you your DNA behind that.
Read the news.
Nail clippings in a jar next to the feces.
Well, sure. You think I'm flushing that into the government's warehouse? No way.
Government's dead.
Yeah.
It's all in a closet that's lined with your own hair.
Okay. Hang on one second. I've got... Ace, do you have a wallet with you today?
Of course.
Is it in your pants right now?
No.
Is it padlocked?
You don't have one of those wallets with a chain. I'm sorry. Ask him if he has one of those wallets with a chain on it and it goes from his pants to his back pocket. You don't?
No. Ace unchained.
Wait a minute, Will. You got it.
Actually, I own one, but I don't use it.
I do have small bills. I have small bills, but that kind of takes the fun out of it.
Yeah, don't say that.
Well, you shouldn't have said that.
Well, because I thought that I gave all my cash away, but I gave her all the bigger cash, and then I kept all the fives and ones.
So we can't play What's in Your Wallet?
No, but I will get. I'm always with cash. This is a very rare moment here.
It's Where's
very
your wallet? Fun. Do you have your wallet with you?
Yeah, I
did. Oh, I played a similar game yesterday, actually, with Jeff Oskey.
Yeah?
I was handed a check for some of the many, many things I do.
Yes.
Certainly. People just important. Hand them checks.
Oh, sure. I have to throw some away. And I said, if you can guess the exact amount of this check, I will give it to you. And he did not. And,
thankfully.
He was real sad about it because he doesn't have as much money as me. So he's like, that would have got me out of a couple jams. And I was like, yeah, it would. And then I ripped the check up in his face.
I don't even need this, bitch.
Man. Burned the check.
I don't need this, bitch. Is that what you just said?
I didn't do the voice. I didn't do the affectation, you crazy man.
Sorry. That's how he talks.
You are a crazy man.
Honestly, you know what? I don't have it. I emptied my pockets. I have all I ever carry around are those
dog trash bags.
Dog trash bags that are biodegradable. I just took the dogs for a walk. You'll be glad to know I was standing in my neighbor's house when the sprinkler system went off.
I am glad to know that.
Nothing could surprise me your pocket.
Am I dry yet?
I don't think it's probably the best idea that you are walking the dogs around your new neighborhood.
You should have an area, right? The dog area.
You can't. You're not making friends is what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, it's okay. My neighbor.
No, it's not.
My neighbor, two houses down, he walks his dogs at 3 a.m. also. There's also a cop there all the time. So,
have you ever in your life had an average day? Just an average, normal, boring day?
By what do you mean normal? Normal's different for everybody.
Like, just boring. Like, nothing happened. Nothing you don't happened. Get
like you can leave work and go. I have nothing on my calendar. Right
now. I'm just going to go home and watch TV.
Chaos follows you. I think that whenever you go for a walk, the cop sees you and he goes, "Hey guys, Griswold's out. I'm just calling it in. Nothing's happened yet. Just making sure you know."
Good morning, PJ.
I saw him on the street.
PJ is our cop.
You did?
Yeah, chasing his dogs one morning. Taking my son to a choir practice.
You saw him chasing his dog?
Now, was he about a month ago?
Chasing. He was out in the street.
See?
I told my son,
see?
Mom.
See? You can't be doing that.
They were on leashes.
Yeah, but you had one of them in the street.
In a couple months, there's going to be a petition.
I pick up all their poop. And yesterday I bought the thing you told me to get, the poop paw, the paw pooper, whatever it is, the dog.
Like a dog diaper genie?
The dog diaper genie. I bought one yesterday.
Good.
So. I'm not trying to be mean, but lately when you sit up and stand, you make certain noises. What does it sound like when you have to bend over and pick up dog poop?
I sing It's a Long Way to Tipperary. Because
it sounds like four people riding a chandelier down a staircase. With a lot of creaks and cracks and screams and moans.
This is a true story.
Wilhelm scream.
I have a clip-on flashlight that goes on the brim of my hat.
Yeah, all crazy.
Why did you tell us that? Like we wouldn't believe it.
And then, no, it's really handy because prior to that I was using the light on my phone, and I slipped and I just about had my phone
but
land in the pile of
fresh keep that
poop.
To keep your phone in play, you put it in your breast pocket of your shirt just in case.
No, and I've learned you got to put it in your back pocket because what happened. I bent over and it. Anyways, I got it down. It's all good.
What if you got a translucent pocket so you could put your phone in it with the flashlight on, and then it would just be sort of a flashlight on your chest?
It's not a bad idea.
No, it is a bad idea.
That is a very Griswoldian idea.
That's from the minds of Griswoldian listeners.
The clip-on hat light is the greatest. It's handy. I also have a pair of those. You've ever seen those fake glasses? You put them on and they've got two flashlights.
Sure.
I thought you were going to say the fake like Groucho glasses with the big nose and a mustache.
You could put that and make those even funnier. Put those on. They've got two little flashlights on the east and
temple?
West end of each eye. Yeah, there you go. Temple's the word I was looking for.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
God.
Those are really handy. If the breakers blow, you can go downstairs and find your way around.
Sure.
Ace, did you get Tom one of those hats that you got us?
Yeah, he didn't.
Oh, okay. Man, I love
it. The greatest.
I love that thing.
With the Bluetooth in it?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and it's got a light
on
the front.
It's got a light in the front.
With three settings?
Okay, my sister Jan just weighed in. Chick.
How long's the email?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't have time to get eight pages of email. I don't have time. She doesn't know who I am anyway. It doesn't matter.
She certainly doesn't know who I am.
This is interesting. Yikes. My sister has gone into quite a bit of detail here. She has both of the... Mo's real name was Malcolm.
Oh.
And Joe...
I can't say Malcolm. You're Mo.
And by the way...
Shut up!
What are you, Lebanese? Get out of my house.
Mo, no DUIs this week.
Jen writes, I was not a fan.
Of Mo.
Really? Barely there was some issue.
He Benny Hilled her around the front yard. That help! That's just Mo being Mo.
Mo's being a Mo. Look at Jan learning about the world. Look at her.
Poor Jan.
More gin, honey.
More gin.
You gotta learn somewhere, darling.
Oh, God. No, there was a... Some
birds and the bees, babe. Birds and the bees.
Throw in the pond, learn how to swim.
You know, the more you get them grabbed, the more they'll grow.
Oh, hey, Mo, there's grass on that field.
That's terrible.
He's turned to the WC.
Sorry, Jan.
Field.
That's your father. That's
Jan.
His father.
Learning about the world.
Have a lovely day, Jan. Turn your radio off. Don't listen to this.
And, Jan writes, she used to make Dad whiskey sours and Manhattans.
Mm.
I don't even know how to make either one of those.
You said you made them. Oh, you gave them
I
bourbon.
Made them bourbon and water, mostly.
Manhattan's kind of like
what's
an old-fashioned.
What's the recipe for bourbon and water?
I think you throw in some ice.
Well, the time I was in high school, when I was a senior in high school, the recipe was I do a shot. Pour one for Dad.
Were you a gin and tonic guy? You look like a gin and tonic guy.
I cannot drink gin anymore.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, but there was a time.
Gin and I had
there?
A falling out.
Ah.
I should say I was falling on a floor in Milan, Italy.
Okay.
Before I woke up. Long story.
I like gin on an airplane. It's a nice airplane.
Really?
Drink. Yeah, but besides that, I don't really want it. It's weird and old-timey.
Yeah, gin has an odd taste in
my head. Yeah,
Who's the actor that just sold his gin company for $600 million?
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Aviation gin. Yeah.
Coming up, we have another.
Might change your mind.
This time, sports celebrity who was coming out with his own liquor.
Oh, really?
That's becoming a big thing.
Yeah, it is.
Who is it? Alonzo Mourning from the NBA Heat?
A current player.
Current. oh, there you go. Good. Who started that?
Who started like what that? Athlete?
Was it? Was it Sammy Hagar with tequila?
I think that probably is the most popular. Yeah.
And then.
George Clooney did it with
George
tequila.
Didn't George sell his for $1 billion?
Yeah, he made a lot of money.
Aykroyd has one.
He
has a death vodka thing, right?
Crystal skull vodka.
Crystal skull, right.
Yeah, and the Aykroyd one, doesn't it come in a skull?
Mm-hmm. It's real freaky looking.
Oh, okay.
That's cool.
Bad you.
No comment.
You know what? You and I will just take it.
We'll let it go.
Let's leave the coming in a skull alone. Okay? Let's just not talk about it anymore.
There's a name for that, Pat.
I know.
All I know is
Sock it
that
to me.
Yeah.
Mo and SF? Your sister had...
Oh. You never heard of the S-Man?
No.
Oh, sorry.
I don't want Uncle Mo to come over.
You don't
want
to know.
Hey, Tommy, where's your sister, huh?
Hey. What's she getting over?
Mo.
Are those growing yet? What's going on here?
She's tall. Where's Mo?
Jason Jan again.
Jason Jan.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris VanVleet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris VanVleet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.